Welcome to Shakespeare FC, the Sonnets, a five-minute journey into the iambic opinations on life, love, death, and desire, with a smattering of nature and naughtiness from the mind of our literary epicure from Warwickshire, or, as you become more familiar, Uncle Will. I'm your host, Kari Marshall. In his sonnets, Uncle Will wrote from a very personal place about the human condition, all in just 14 lines. But in that meager space, we can find an absolute wealth of human experience that you just might identify with. So, let's you and I go on a little journey. Today, Uncle Will continues his quest to get the lovely fair youth to become a father, in order to pass on his beauty to the next generation, so that he may live on long after, as Rostand's Cyrano de Bergerac once put it, the great cold gathers round his bones. In the first quatrain, Uncle Will paints a picture of the aging process, setting the scene for the fair youth by saying that when the passage of 40 winters have battered your brow, digging deep lines into that now smooth and beautiful field, and the proud clothing you wore in your youth, which is very much looked upon and admired by all that see you, these, with the passage of time, will show them to be tattered rags, worth nothing in your older age.
When 40 winters shall besiege thy brow, and dig deep trenches in thy beauty's field, thy youth's proud livery, so gazed on now, will be a tattered weed of small worth held.
In the second quatrain, William poses the question to the youth. When you are asked, when you are older, where your beauty is, where is the treasure of your days spent in, shall we say, carnal pursuits, William offers that the youth replies that they are contained within his now deep sunken eyes, and that would be an all-consuming shame and completely wasteful of his past praise.
Then being asked, where all thy beauty lies, where all the treasure of thy lusty days, to say, within thine own deep sunken eyes, were an all-eating shame and thriftless praise.
In the third quatrain, Uncle Will gives our youth the solution, saying that the beauty that you now exhibit would deserve even more praise if you could but answer, this beautiful child of mine is the tallying up of my beauty, and thus gives an excuse for my old age. William says that the child of the fair youth will prove his loveliness simply because he is his offspring.
How much more praise deserved thy beauty's use, if thou could answer, this child of mine shall sum my count and make my old excuse, proving his beauty by succession thine.
In the final couplet, William gives the young man reassurance by saying that your child will be young when you are old, and this will warm your blood as you feel it growing cold.
This were to be new made when thou art old, and see thy blood warm when thou feelest it cold.
Along with his flattering of his fair youth, Uncle Will does seem a bit to be feeling his age here. 40 winters doesn't seem to be an arbitrary number. It is generally accepted that William penned most of his sonnets in and around his 40s. But while it urges the young man to pass his beauty on to the next generation, I find myself feeling a bit sorry for Hamnet, Judith, and Susanna, William's children. I mean, their father never pointed to them to make his case. Well, alas and alack, my friends, that is all we have time for. Join us again next time for another hopefully informative journey into the mind of Uncle William. I'm Kari Marshall. Farewell until next time.
Shakespeare FC is a production of WGTE Public Media and is sponsored in part by a generous donation from the Cowie Family Fund. All previous episodes are available at wgte.org/sfc or wherever you get your podcasts.